Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Lord Byron. Now, Lord Byron was also a Romantic era writer. He was born in the year 1788 and died in 1824. Okay? And more than any other writer, any other English writer of the Romantic era, Byron expressed the spirit of rebellion. Okay? And a critic says that as a revolutionary poet, Byron represents the destructive side of the revolutionary movement only. Okay? Destructive side of the revolutionary movement only. Because as I told you that he was rebellious in nature. Okay? And throughout his life, he had many affairs with various men and women for which he was condemned, he was disapproved of. But throughout his life, he led a very, very unconventional lifestyle. Okay? And you might have already come across the term Byronic hero. Okay? Now, Byronic hero kya hota hai? It comes from the works of Lord Byron. Okay? The characters that he creates in his works, and based on the some of the qualities that he himself had in his life, in his real life, comes the character of, or comes the term Byronic hero. Okay? And as I said that, as a revolutionary poet, he represents the destructive side of revolutionary movement only. Matlab ye ki, whenever a revolution happens of any kind, of course, some destruction will take place, but there is hope for the future, or hope for a better future. But as a poet, Byron doesn't represent the positive side, but doesn't represent the utopianism that comes with revolution, the social aspirations that come with a revolution. Byron had no faith in the older order of things. Okay? Whatever older order existed in society, he had no faith in that. But at the same time, we should remember that he himself also didn't have any new faith or any new sense of order to offer. Instead, the only thing that he used to offer was blank negation. Okay? His philosophy ends in blank negation. Now, of course, this seems to be a slightly negative description of Lord Byron, but this is something which a critic says. Okay? A well-known critic says about the works of Lord Byron, okay? And the life of Lord Byron. Along with this, this critic says that Lord Byron is an apostle of liberty, okay? Somebody who champions liberty, but he conceives liberty in terms of pure individualism. Okay? Matlab ye ki everybody should have liberty, freedom to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Okay? So, liberty, which should be used in a positive sense, is reduced only to pure individualism when it comes to Byron's philosophy or Byron's approach to the concept of liberty. Okay? Now, main ye sab isliye bata raha hun because it's very important to understand the philosophy or the principles that underpin Byron's thinking, which in turn are reflected in his works. Okay? Why Byron writes in a particular way and not in some other way. It is important to understand this. That's why I'm telling you all of this. After understanding this, it will become very, very easy to understand the nature of his various works. Be it Don Juan, be it Manfred, be it Childe Harold Pilgrimage. Okay? And this critic says that the heroes of Byron's works or romances are mostly pirates, corsairs, outlaws. Ye log inke heroes hain. Okay? For example, in the work Childe Harold Pilgrimage, Manfred, Cain, C-A-I-N, Cain, then Don Juan, okay? All of these are works of Byron. In all of these works, Byron idealizes all those people who are in a revolt against society. Okay? Now, after that, this critic says that Byron does not stop with just attacking society. Okay? He is a rebel against the very conditions of human life. Okay? So, taking rebellion to that extent, ye kehne ka matlab hai. For example, in the work Don Juan, Lord Byron satirizes the conventions and hypocrisies of society. Okay? In his work Cain, C-A-I-N, Cain, Lord Byron produces a very, very terrific indictment of God's dealings with men, okay? As it was interpreted by the theology, you know, of the Romantic era. Okay? Matlab ye ki Bhagawan ko bhi doshi mante hain, in the way God deals with men, okay? In that way. And it is often said that Lord Byron was a egotist, okay? E-G-O-T-I-S-T, egotist. Especially if you read his work, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, okay? Usme yehi nikal ke aata hai that, you know, the hero is a gloomy egotist. Now, after this, let's go through the important works of Lord Byron, okay? Now, the first important work of Lord Byron is called Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, okay? Now, it is a autobiographical poem in four cantos, okay? Matlab, four parts mein hai ye. Broadly speaking, four parts, okay? The first two cantos were published earlier, okay, in 1812. After that, the remaining two were published later on. The third canto was published in 1816, then fourth canto in 1818. Lekin jo important cheez hai dhyan mein rakhne wali, that you know, immediately after the publication of the first two cantos, Lord Byron became very very famous. ठीक है, बस दो कैंटोज पब्लिश करके ही ये बहुत फेमस हो गए थे. एंड फेमसली लॉर्ड बायरन यू नो इज सेड टू हैव सेड दैट कोट, आई वोक अप वन मॉर्निंग एंड फाउंड माई सेल्फ फेमस. ठीक है, सो दिस वॉज द काइंड ऑफ पॉजिटिव रिस्पॉन्स ही गॉट फ्रॉम द ऑडियंस एंड फ्रॉम क्रिटिक्स एंड वेरियस अदर क्वार्टर्स. ठीक है, जस्ट आफ्टर द पब्लिकेशन ऑफ टू कैंटोज ही बिकेम वेरी फेमस. ना उसके बाद आपको ये जानना चाहिए दैट वट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस चाइल्ड हेरोल्ड. ठीक है, नाउ चाइल्ड is a medieval word, ठीक है, for a young nobleman who is yet to become a knight. ठीक है, knight बनने से पहले, so a kind of knight in waiting, उसे कह सकते हैं. And many critics say that Byron has just used a character, but he himself is this character. ठीक है, Childe Harold. And Childe Harold in this poem is a restless wanderer. ठीक है, he alternates between despair and great energy and commitment, and then also to new and usually forbidden experiences. He alternates between all of these. So he is not a hero in the traditional sense. He is more of a Byronic hero. ठीक है, और इसी work के बाद ये term popular हुआ था, Byronic hero. So what happens in this poem is this young nobleman, ठीक है, he is disillusioned with his aimless life, ठीक है, which was earlier devoted to pursuing pleasure. And Childe Harold seeks distraction by going on a solitary pilgrimage to foreign lands, such as Portugal, Spain, Albania, okay? All of these places are in Europe. Okay? And in those days, Greece was occupied by Turkey, Ottoman Turks. So, in this poem, there is also a lament for the occupation of Greece by the Ottoman Turks. Uske baad jo third canto or fourth canto hai, jo ki baad mein publish hua tha. In the third canto, this nobleman travels to Belgium. That is also a country in Europe. In the fourth canto, this pilgrim or this nobleman is replaced by the poet himself. Because as everybody knew that this Childe Harold is just a kind of spokesperson of Byron himself. So this poet starts to speak in the first person about various places like Venice, Florence, Rome. All of this is in Italy, which is in Europe. And the various artists and heroes that are associated with these cities. ठीक है, सो ब्रॉडली ये स्टोरी लाइन है इस चीज का, चाइल्ड हेरोल्ड्स पिलग्रिमेज. और इसको पिलग्रिमेज इसलिए ये कहते हैं बिकॉज इट्स अ काइंड ऑफ डिस्कवरी. ही हैज एम्बार्क्ड ऑन द पाथ ऑफ डिस्कवरी ऑफ दीज न्यू लैंड्स, न्यू प्लेसेज दैट ही हैजंट विजिटेड अर्लियर. ठीक है, सो अ पिलग्रिमेज इन दैट सेंस. नाउ आफ्टर दैट लेट्स कम टू द नेक्स्ट वर्क कॉल्ड मैनफ्रेड, MANFRED. ठीक है, दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन द ईयर 1817. सो वॉट इज दिस अबाउट? फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, मैनफ्रेड इज अ ड्रामेटिक पोएम. ठीक है, अ काइंड ऑफ क्लोजेट ड्रामा है ये. इट हैज सुपर नेचुरल एलिमेंट्स. ठीक है, एंड अ काइंड ऑफ गॉथिक फिक्शन है ये, अ काइंड ऑफ गॉथिक फिक्शन, बिकॉज सुपर नेचुरल एलिमेंट्स आर देयर थ्रू आउट द पोएम. सो वॉट इज दिस अबाउट? वॉट इज द ब्रॉड स्टोरी लाइन? सी, इफ यू हैव रेड डॉक्टर फॉस्टर्स बाय क्रिस्टोफर मार्लो, यू कैन रिलेट टू द फॉस्टियन कैरेक्टर ऑफ डॉक्टर फॉस्टर्स. ठीक है, Manfred the character, okay, he is also a noble man, and he is Faustian in the sense that he has done something wrong in his earlier time or some time earlier, and he is tormented by this sense of guilt. Okay, उसे दुख है कि मैंने ये गलत काम क्यों किया. ठीक है, whatever that wrong activity was, whatever it was, and because of his wrong activity, his beloved died. Okay, so what he does is he uses black magic or some kind of magical spell to call and to summon few spirits. ठीक है, आत्माओं को वो बुला लेता है. And he says that, you know, please help me by helping me forget the past events because that is continuously torturing me. ठीक है, the memories that I did something wrong are continuously tormenting me, torturing me. So please help me to forget all of this. But these spirits which he has called, they say that, you know, we cannot control past events. Okay, so we cannot grant your plea, we cannot grant your wish. But instead, we can suggest you one more route. Okay, you can commit suicide and that will help you from again and again thinking about that past guilt. Okay, on the other hand, there are many quarters that tell Manfred that instead of committing suicide, right, you should just ask for forgiveness. You should just ask God for forgiveness and redeem yourself of your past sin or past sinful activities. ठीक है, बस माफी मांग लो अब. But instead of expressing remorse or asking for forgiveness, he chooses suicide. ठीक है, because for him suicide is something victorious because he is not submitting himself to either गुड फोर्सेज और बैड फोर्सेज, बिकॉज एज इट हैपन्स दैट यू नो अगर कोई आपने पाप किया है, कोई गलत काम किया, देन योर सोल विल बी टेकन टू हेल सम हाउ, दैट इज द केस. ठीक है, बट ही नीदर डज ही गिव हिज सोल टू द डेवल नॉर डज ही रिपेंट फॉर हिज मिस्टेक्स. तो वो कहता है कि नहीं, मैं उससे बढ़िया मैं सोसाइटी कर लू, एंड दैट्स वॉट ही डज. ठीक है, एंड द फाइनल फ्यू वर्ड दैट मैनफ्रेड अटर्स इज, यू नो, लेट मी कोट दिस, ओल्ड मैन इट इज नॉट सो डिफिकल्ट टू डाई, अनकोट. ठीक है, बेसिकली किसी को ये कहता है दैट यू नो आई एम गोइंग टू डाई एंड आई विल शो यू दैट हाउ आई कैन डाई. सो इन द एंड दिस अनकॉन्करेबल इंडिविजुअल, ठीक है, जिनको कितना भी पर्सुएजन या टेम्पटेशन दिया गया, बट ही डिड नॉट सबमिट ईदर टू हेवन और टू हेल, बट ही ओनली सबमिटेड टू डेथ. सो दिस इज द स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ मैनफ्रेड. ठीक है, एंड इफ यू रीड द एपिग्राफ ऑफ मैनफ्रेड, ठीक है, एपिग्राफ क्या होता है, यू शुड नो दिस. The epigraph of Manfred comes from Shakespeare's Hamlet, ठीक है, और famous, you know, it's very famous, ठीक है, quote, there are more things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy, ठीक है. So this is what the epigraph is, and as it happens, when we read the epigraph of any work, we can judge the storyline from it, क्योंकि उसी के basis पे सारा कुछ होता है वो. Now after that, there is one more important work of Lord Byron, about which you should be familiar. ठीक है, it's called Don Juan, D-O-N-J-U-A-N, Don Juan. ठीक है, it was written between 1819 to 1824. ठीक है, this is also a satirical poem. ठीक है, satirical epic poem है ये, काफी बड़ा है, and it's about this Spanish gentleman called Don Juan. ठीक है, now the character of Don Juan has been there in the works of many other writers, but the difference in the work of Lord Byron is here in this work, Don Juan is portrayed as a victim, ठीक है, victim of women, मतलब women easily seduce him, rather than he being the seducer of women, ठीक है, so Don Juan here is a victim. Another fact you should remember that this poem has been written in Ottawa rhyme, ठीक है, Ottawa rhyme, O-T-T-A-V-A-R-I-M-A, Ottawa rhyme. Now you should know what is Ottawa rhyme, ये exam में पूछ सकते हैं. And in this poem, there is a very famous line, जो कि हमेशा quote किया जाता है. Quote, I need a hero. ठीक है, I need a hero. Unquote. ठीक है, this is the short line that is very famous. It comes from Don Juan. And this character of Don Juan is a constant seeker of meaning, rather than one who already knows the moral basis of his actions. Because after all, you know, he is going to be seduced by various women. And in that sense, he is not a complete anti-hero, but neither is he a complete hero. Okay, so he is somewhere in between. This character, Don Juan, is between being heroic and anti-heroic. Now, after that, let me tell you one more fact about the works of Lord Byron. When he was very young, okay, bahut hi jo young the jab, he published a work called Hours of Idleness. Okay, Hours of Idleness. I-D-L-E-N-E-S-S. Idleness. Okay. This particular work was totally denounced by the periodical called Edinburgh Review. Okay? Edinburgh Review attacked this ferociously. So in response, what Lord Byron did, at that time he was very young, okay? What he did was, he replied with a very, very vigorous satire. Okay? And the title of the satire was English Bards and Scotch Reviewers. Okay? English Bards and Scotch Reviewers. Now I'm telling you this because from an exam point of view, it is very important. Okay? Often there are many questions on this, that what was the name of the work which was denounced by the Edinburgh Review? And in response, what was the work which Lord Byron wrote? Okay? So you should remember these two names. Now another important work by Lord Byron is called Cain. C-A-I-N. Cain, A Mystery. Ye complete title hai iska. Okay? Cain, A Mystery. Now what is this? This is a verse drama. It's not a poem, it's a verse drama in three acts. It was published in the year 1821. But to understand what this play is about, you should be aware of the biblical story of Cain, Abel, Adam and Eve, and also the first sin. Because here what happens is, Cain, jo character hai, it derives from the biblical character of Cain. Cain is somewhat confused by the punishment that has been given to him because of somebody else's fault. किसी और की गलती के लिए उसे पनिश किया गया है. सो अ डेवल कम्स हुज नेम इज लूसीफर. ठीक है, अ डेवल. दिस डेवल टीचेज हिम टू क्वेश्चन द वेज ऑफ गॉड. ठीक है, बिकॉज आखिरकार भगवान ने ये सारा कुछ बनाया है, ये जो मुसीबतें आई हैं केन पे, इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ द वेज ऑफ गॉड. सो केन इज समवट कन्विंस्ड बाय द आर्ग्यूमेंट्स ऑफ लूसिफर एंड ही बिगिन्स टू क्वेश्चन द वेज ऑफ गॉड एंड ऑल्सो कर्स हिज पेरेंट्स एडम एंड ईव. ठीक है, एंड ही सेज अबाउट गॉड, कोट, ही हु इन्वेंटेड लाइफ दैट लीड्स टू डेथ, अनकोट. ठीक है, ही हु इन्वेंटेड लाइफ दैट लीड्स टू डेथ. सो देर इज अ काइंड ऑफ इंक्वायरी इन टू द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ द ओरिजिनल सिन जो बाइबल में है, इंक्वायरी इन टू वट इज फ्री विल, वट इज प्री डेस्टिनेशन, वट इज हेरिडिटी, ऑल ऑफ दीज इशूज आर क्वेश्चन बिकॉज यू नो एज वी ऑल नो दैट बायरन हिमसेल्फ लेड अ वेरी वेरी अनकन्वेंशनल लाइफ स्टाइल. इन ऑल हिज वर्क ही क्वेश्चन द कन्वेंशन इन सोसाइटी. ठीक है, सो ये प्ले भी जो है केन अ मिस्ट्री, इट ऑपरेट्स ऑन द सेम लाइन्स एज हिज अदर वर्क, एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू दिस इज अ वर्स ड्रामा. ठीक है, सो रिमेंबर, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेंबर अबाउट द अनकन्वेंशनल लाइफ स्टाइल ऑफ लॉर्ड बायरन, वट वॉज हिज बेसिक फिलोसफी, बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ दैट डिड अल्टीमेटली शेप हिज राइटिंग्स. ठीक है, उसके बाद हिज इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क सच एज चाइल्ड हेरोल्ड्स पिलग्रिमेज, मैनफ्रेड, डॉन ओएन, यू शुड बी अवेयर ऑफ द बेसिक स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ दीज थ्री. उसके बाद केन आई डिस्कस्ड, आई ऑल्सो डिस्कस्ड वन मोर वर्क called Hours of Idleness. ठीक है, and as I told you that this work was thoroughly denounced, ठीक है, attacked by the Edinburgh Review. And in response, Lord Byron wrote English Bards and Scotch Reviewers. So this was a kind of satire. ठीक है, so remember the name of this. And lastly, also remember that from the works of Lord Byron, from the happenings in the life of Lord Byron, comes the term Byronic Hero. And broadly speaking, what is a Byronic Hero? A hero who is usually melancholic, ठीक है, melancholic है, he is a solitary figure who doesn't have many friends and who in his actions or through his actions often defies social conventions, ठीक है, that is what a typical Byronic hero is. And one more fact I told you that this work Don Juan is written in Ottawa rhyme, so आपको पता होना चाहिए कि Ottawa rhyme क्या होता है. And in this work Don Juan there is the famous line I need a hero, ठीक है, वो जो लाइन है वो इसी वर्क से आता है, डॉन वैन.